Now, the First Cut Film Festival 2021 launches this Friday, the 17th of April, and I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line now to tell us all about it is Mary McGrath, Festival Director of First Cut Film. And Mary, you're very welcome.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me on.
Delighted to have you on. Now, for anyone that's listening who's not familiar with the festival, Mary, can you tell us what it's all about, please?
Sure. Okay, we're in Yall since 2014, and it really is a festival about encouraging young people in filmmaking, all aspects of filmmaking. And we work with 12-year-olds right up to 24-year-olds. We started off as a very small one-day pop-up event, and up to last year it had grown into a four-day event with thousands of young people involved. So this year, of course, it's all online, so it's all a new adventure, and it's very exciting.
And that must have brought its own challenges this year, Mary, did it? The fact that you do have to go all online, because people would be very familiar with the buses down in the Mall Arts Centre and people coming and going when the festival is on. And now everything has to go online. How did you manage to cope with that?
Yeah, it's been a really tough year, I have to say. You know, it's been a tough year for everybody, hasn't it? You know? But it's been a very tough year for young people and for access to the arts, I think, for young people especially. So I think we kind of felt maybe we were needed more than ever. And even though it really was a steep learning curve, to say the least, for all of us, I think we've gotten there. We've put together an amazing festival. And the interest from, we've been running workshops all along, maybe for the last month. And the take-up has been incredible. We had a waiting list of 32 people for one of the workshops, and we've never quite seen the level of interest that there is, and it's wonderful. And we're getting, a big part of it is screening short films made by young people in Ireland and abroad. And this year we received 25% more films than we ever had before, so we have an amazing programme. Really do.
And it's amazing, isn't it, that despite all the onset of social media and all this instant Instagram and Snapchat, that the power of film still resonates very much with the youth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It is. I think film really just stands on its own in terms of storytelling and representing, you know, I think for us, how young people see the world, you know, because it really is looking at the world through the eyes of young people. And they're also very tech-savvy. Making films is now much more accessible than ever before. People are making films on mobile phones, and they're as good as, you know, what was made on really expensive equipment up to a couple of years ago. So, and the ideas, the story is really important, and young people just have amazing stories to tell. So I think there's something for everybody in this festival. It's not just, you know, a festival that only young people would be interested in looking at, although it is focused on them. It's about everybody, really, and it's a chance for all of us, young and old alike, to see great work and hear from very interesting people.
And I'm looking at the programme of events here, and ye have an immense array of stuff on. I'm looking there in particular on Sunday at 7 o'clock. You're looking forward, looking back, John McGrath, who everyone in this town will be very familiar with.
Yeah.
And how great is it to see that it was made by students at Pubba Scullin na Tráthnóna?
Absolutely. I have to say, I'm just so proud of this. What I need to say really is, Yall has become our home. And this year, it is really difficult not to be down there in the Mall Arts Centre and the Regal Cinema and all of the support we get from local people. So we're missing Yall big time. So we decided, let's do a special night just for Yall and about Yall. And that film, the documentary about John, is an amazing guy. He's a very generous man, and he's an incredible storyteller. And he worked with those young people who were also, just threw themselves into the whole project. And I think the feedback from everybody is so good. And hopefully people locally will really enjoy that that film.
How do people, anyone listening to this now, Mary, how, because we better say, first of all, this is a free event, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Free, but you have to book in. That's the only thing. We're partnered up with Cork Film Festival and Cork International Film Festival. They're our digital partners, and I have to say, we've been working with them for a couple of years on different programmes and workshops. But this year, they've really come up trumps, and what we have is an amazing presentation online for bookings and for information. And that's on the events platform, it's called. It's available on our website. So basically, to answer your question, Linda, if you wanted to book into any event, you don't need to pay for it. What you need to do is go to our website, which is firstcutfilmfestival.com. And on the page, like the landing page there, you will see the homepage. You'll see just a click on this link, and you go in and you register, and you're given a link to watch the films and the workshops and the whole program. And so you choose your event basically, and you've got a certain amount of time to watch that over a few days. You can go back in and watch more of it. And the events this year, instead of being compressed into 4 mad days, what we have now, which is equally mad, is 20 days of events. And there aren't things on every day, but it's spread over 20 days. So we have a huge amount of stuff up there for people to enjoy, to dip into. And of course, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's all about the audience.
It's a brilliant festival that you do, and it's great to see that it's getting bigger and bigger every year. If there's any younger person listening to this at the moment and they might like to get involved in the future, how do they go about getting involved?
Okay, we're all over social media, and you know, if they go onto the website, firstcutfilmfestival.com, there are all sorts of ways of contacting us. There's a page of how to contact us. And we're linked to programs and workshops. So if they want to learn more, or if they want to meet people who are in, you know, with the same passion as them, the same interest, or if they simply want to try something else out, like, everything is free. And the more people, the more young people we can work with, the better. You know, it really is. We're open to that. So just contact us, and we'll always get back to you, and we'll guide you towards whatever interest you have, towards what's available. And Linda, actually, there are two things on at the moment that we are especially kind of proud of, really, because one of them is a workshop, an SFX, which is the film term for, probably everybody knows this, special effects. And we have a local man called Michal Fitzgerald, who is giving an hour-long workshop. It's for 12 to 18-year-olds. And all they have to do is, it's free, again, book in for an hour. And this guy, Michal, is working on Stormtroopers films. And they're absolutely amazing. And he talks about how they build their films, how to make their films, special effects, all sorts of really interesting stuff. And I know that, like, there are film nerds out there who are so into this. So maybe they'd have looked at the website and get in touch if they're interested. We'd love to hear from them.
Yeah. It kicks off this Friday. What time is it starting this Friday, Mary?
Well, actually, it kicks off Friday with a workshop. We have an animation workshop that is now booked out. And that's happening on Friday and Saturday. On Saturday day, there's a second workshop, which is about using archive film. We have Tygo Sullivan, who's just an amazing documentary filmmaker, on board for that. And that's free as well. I think there are a couple of places maybe available there. And then on Saturday evening, the 17th, just coming up, we have the official opening. And it's a really special event. We have a wonderful guest who's officially opening it for us. And all of that will be live online. And we'll screen our first program of films. And I do again want to mention, really, Linda, the Yawl Night on Sunday night. We'd love to have. I think for anybody from Yall, it's going to be really interesting. And a second film, like local people were really involved in this project. And Michael Hussey, whom I know loads of people know, Ruth Hayes, we put together a beautiful piece of film about Yall and film history. And there's an incredible, I mean, Yall is an amazing place. It's a beautiful looking town, but it has this incredible history in film, so it makes a really a great home for a festival like this. So we're delighted to be doing this work with local filmmakers and artists, and about the place, about Yall and the areas surrounding it.
Yeah, like the Sunday night is going to be a particularly important night for all the locals here. And if you are listening to this, you go to First Cut Film Festival and book your place. That's important, isn't it? It is a free event, but book your place on it. And I've also shared it on CRY Yall Facebook page this morning as well, the link into that. So if you're listening to this and you can't get to the website, hop onto our Facebook page and you'll have the link into that as well. Mary, congratulations again on what is going to be no doubt a fantastic event. Thanks so much for taking the time to come on and have a chat with me today. And we might touch base maybe afterwards to see how it all went.
Absolutely. Linda, thank you. We'd love to do that. You know that. It's great to be on air with you.